Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, wonderful saints of God. God bless you, and a wonderful upcoming happy Easter and Resurrection Day. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen this afternoon. It is Wednesday. It is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm very happy that you decided to tune in, to download our shows, and to listen in and hear what God will have to say directly to you, directly to your heart, directly what will be going on in your life. God bless you. I love you, and thank you again for tuning in. We have a very wonderful show that God has put on my heart to that He has first spoken to me and that He would like me to share with you, and it is called Consider Your Ways. We're going to go right into that after this brief praise and worship break, and I'll be right back. This song is called Where I Belong. I look forward to talking with you. I'll be right back.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I
Consider your ways. Lord, what is your will for my life? What am I supposed to do? Help me. And God's saying, consider your ways. I just wanted to say, and the Holy Spirit prompted me to say this while I was listening to the song, that this show is all for the glory of God. I trust and believe in Him and know and depend upon solely 100%, not none of me, but all of the Holy Ghost, to speak through me for you, because we live this life. And as true Christians, we live this life for Christ. We will leave this life and go to Him. So how much more should our life be dedicated to the cause of Christ, for living holy unto Him? So I just want to let you know, this show is for the glory of God. I do not receive any payment or any sort of reimbursement for doing this show. It's all for the glory of God. And it's to proclaim His goodness, His mercy, His grace, His resurrection, and the good news that you can come live with us, with Jesus in heaven, if you accept Him, believing in your heart that God had raised Him from the dead, and confessing with your mouth that He has done so, and believing it in your heart, you will be saved. So this is what this show is about. To glorify God, because as He increases, I must decrease. And I do not have a problem with decreasing, because He is, Jesus Christ is my love, and this show is dedicated to Him. So we believe that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are manifest and will be manifest in our show as I utter the Word of God through my mouth by the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Spirit will be manifest. So I had to just to say that to let you know that all the glory belongs to Jesus Christ. Whatever you receive, your healing, a confirmation, word of encouragement, or a kind rebuke, it's all for the glory of God. Not to make someone look good, but to make you better, but to for the perfecting of the saints. It's all for you by Jesus Christ, because He loves you so much. So we're going to look into the book of Haggai. Haggai, the book of Haggai, it's spelled H-A-G-G-A-I. It's two books before the last book of the Old Testament. So you go all the way to the end of the Bible, to the book of Malachi, and then you go past Malachi, go past Zechariah, and there is Haggai. So always start there, because if you start in the Old Testament, you're going to be flipping through hundreds of pages. So go to the end of the Bible, two books behind, you'll find Haggai. Haggai is only two chapters long, so it's not that long of a read, but it is very profound. And God has been preparing me for this message for 2 weeks, because whenever God has a word, He speaks it to you, like just as if you're going to get married. And a man or woman walks up to you and says, you're being my husband. Do you think Jesus is unkind to not tell the person, the other person, that they're going to be that person's husband? You may not get it at the same time, but Jesus is not unkind to not tell the other person. So when I'm relating to you, God has kind of put me through the fire. He's put me through the experience so that I could have the experience to share with you. And God has been preparing me for this message, consider your ways. And when I first read it in Haggai, I wasn't particularly looking for it, because when repenting and praying, that's considering your ways, but it doesn't really go deep into considering your ways. And God wanted me to look deep within myself to consider my ways. And so we're going to read, starting in the first chapter of Haggai. And what the book of Haggai basically is about, it's just an intimate book about the enthusiasm of God speaking through the prophet Haggai about building and restoring Jerusalem post-exile. So it's basically about rebuilding the Temple of Jerusalem, and it's only two chapters, but there is a profound principle in the first chapter, verses 5 through 7. We're going to start from verse 1 just to give you a little bit of background. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, and this is verse 2, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. How many of you hear people say, the heathen say, the Lord is not coming, he isn't coming? Consider your ways. Consider what you allow to go into your ears, because what drops into your ears would drop into your heart. And what does God say about the heart? Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So be careful what you hear and what you see, because what you hear is going to be dropped into your heart unless you stop it. So be careful of that. Jesus could come while I'm doing the show to rapture his church. Jesus could come while you're sleeping at night to rapture his church. He could come tomorrow morning while you're getting ready for work to rapture his church. It's not if he's coming, and it's no longer when, but look up, because his coming draws nigh, even at the doors. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So I'll repeat verse 2 again. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your ceaseled houses, and this house, God's house he's referring to, lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Haggai 1:6 says, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. And God speaking to me, he's saying, some of you might be thinking, wow, Leah, God spoke this to you. You have sown much and you bring in little, you eat. He has spoken to me to consider my ways. I have sown much, and I bring in much, and I drink, and I am full. Sometimes God brings something to you as to prepare you to consider your ways, to prevent something bigger from happening. So let's go on. You have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. That was Haggai 1 through 7, chapter 1, 1 through 7. Now, as I was thinking about consider your ways, I wanted to get a deeper meaning of what that actually meant. I wanted to know, what does it mean to consider your ways? I will tell you what it means to consider your ways, and it's surprisingly very simple, but I will tell you that after we have this praise and worship break. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. This song is called It Is Well. Thank you. What a beautiful song. It is very apropos to what we're talking about, and some might be saying, Aaliyah, your show's only 30 minutes. Why are you playing two songs? That song I was led to play because I wanted to let you know when you're considering your ways, it is well. It is well with your soul. To consider your ways is simply to think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. You know, the cause, the Roman Empire was one of the most fierce and revered empires in the entire world. No one ever thought during that time that the Roman Empire was even plausible, or it was even possible in falling or becoming non-existent. But to this day, Rome is not even Rome, it's Italy. Well, Rome, Italy. And the reason, there's several historians who have summarized reasons for the fall of the Roman Empire, but some of those same reasons are what America and other nations in the world, including Africa and South Africa, are experiencing today. The breakdown of the family, the rapid increase of divorce, spiraling taxes and extravagant spending, the mounting craze for pleasure and the brutalization of sports. In the Roman Empire, they were known for their brutal sports and their craze for pleasure and seeing other people harmed by animal sports and human and animal sports. Are we not seeing that today? Sports has become a form of brutality where people get pleasure or likened by the amount of pain they inflict. And most of all, the decay of religion. The decay of religion. What are you doing? Have you considered your ways? Considering your ways is thinking about what you are doing. Think about what you are doing. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag of holes. God says to consider your ways. What are you doing that is causing a disruption in the family? For you to earn and work 80 hours a week and you still don't have enough. For you to have to buy food and you're still not full. To drink and you're still not drunk. To drink and still not satisfied. Or to be clothed and you're not warm. God says, think about what you're doing. What steps in your life? What precursors in your life are you doing that is causing these things to happen? Disaster has not struck, but God in his loving kindness is instructing you right now to consider your ways. Do you have an issue? And God's given me this word of wisdom. Someone has an issue with alcohol. You enjoy it. It makes you feel good. You drink when you're sad. You drink when you're happy. You don't even need a reason to drink. You just like doing it. Consider your ways. Some of you like to smoke cigarettes. Consider your ways. Cigarettes is a defiling of the temple. Jesus said that he that defiles this temple, him will I destroy. Cigarettes may be legalized all over the world, but it's not legal in God's kingdom. Because our bodies are made of organic material. Cigarettes are chemicals infused with poisons and toxins to destroy and toxify our bodies and to eventually kill us. So does it make sense to kill yourself with cigarettes? Because that's what people are doing. Slowly. Suffocating your lungs to a point that you won't be able to breathe on your own. Consider your ways. Are you spending extravagantly that will lead to divorce, to ruin? Consider your ways. What has the Holy Spirit been telling you? What has God been telling you to do that you haven't done? Has He asked you, I want you to minister to this person, to your neighbor, I want you to start attending church on Sunday? What was the last thing that He's told you? Has it been a while since you've heard from the Lord? Consider your ways. Think about what it is that you're doing that will cause harm to yourself or to your family. Consider your ways. Think about what you're doing. Really think about it. Go into your secret closet. Repent and pray to the Father in heaven. And ask God, say, God, show me. Show me what I'm doing wrong. Show me how to consider my way. Show me to think about what I'm doing so I won't repeat this, or it won't cause me to come to ruin or to loss. Because we are examples of Jesus Christ to the world. In the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the Holy Ghost describes Jesus as the light, as life, which is the light, that light of every man that cometh into the world. So Jesus Christ is the light that people see in us. How bright is your light? Meaning, how close is your relationship to Jesus Christ? How bright is your light? Is Jesus shining in you so people can see? We're going to be talking about that in our next show. How bright is your light? And we're going to tie in, consider your ways, or think about what you are doing. What actions and choices are leading you to do what you do? We're going to discuss that further in our next show. But for now, I want you to think about what the Holy Ghost has spoken to you. Think about what you're doing at work with your family. Is it causing you to move further away from the relationship with Jesus Christ? Is it causing harm to your family? Consider your ways. I love you, saints, and God bless you. Thank you for listening. My 30 minutes is almost up. I look forward to being with you again in our next radio show, How Bright is Your Light? God bless you. I love you. And I'll see you soon, or I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. My